Hello, and welcome to another Apple This podcast.
This is Michael Hansen, and today I'm going to be demonstrating Weather Radio version 3.0.
Weather radio notification. Weather radio. Lightning has been detected in your current location.
All right, and I guess we're going to get right started with our demonstration here. Weather Radio version 3.0 by Weather Decision Technologies, formerly IMAP Weather Radio, now includes a lightning detection feature, which you just heard there. Could not have been better timed. All right. Although, admittedly, I did start recording this when I knew storms were in the area in the hope that that would happen, but that was just perfect. Okay, so what I'm going to do is tell you a little bit about this app, although you've kind of heard somewhat about it already. And then what we'll do is we'll actually go ahead and begin doing the demonstration. So among the weather radio features, besides those push notification lightning alerts, which you can subscribe to for currently as of June 2014, $4.99 per year, weather radio also provides you push notification alerts for just about every type of watch or warning you can receive from the National Weather Service. This is an app for the United States users only, unfortunately. So what it will allow you to do is then you can just choose your alerts, whatever you want to be alerted to. There's a lot. Anyway, you can get all kinds of stuff, including, of course, your traditional severe thunderstorm, tornado, flash flood alerts. One thing it does not yet provide, I hope it does in the future, are the notifications when your area is included in a Storm Prediction Center risk. There's another app out there that does that. I think that's pretty cool. But unfortunately, right now, Weather Radio does not provide it. With that said, however, you can get just about everything else imaginable, and all of that in a really accessible, really easy-to-use package. So what I'm going to do here is go ahead and walk you through how the app works. If you are new to this app and you do not have voiceover hints enabled, I think it would be best if you did, because there's a lot of custom gestures, well, not custom gestures per se, but custom actions that the hints give you meaningful information about what you can do. So it's not just the standard double tap to activate item. You know, it's you know, they say double tap to expand the current conditions, or double tap with two fingers to for the custom action. Just all really well done voiceover hints. So especially if you're new to the app and wanting to learn your way around, I'd really recommend enabling the voiceover hints if you usually have them disabled, at least for starters. Okay, so I'm using Weather Radio version 3.0, June 2014, on my iPhone 5S, running iOS 7.1.1. Okay, we're going to go ahead and open up the app.
Weather Radio. Weather Radio, St. Charles, Illinois. Double tap to show detailed information. Two-finger double tap to select the custom action.
See what I mean about those the really good hints for the voiceover, and so really kudos to developers for a job well done. So what I'm going to do here is we'll just go through the app. I've got my finger.
St. Charles, Illinois, mostly cloudy. The temperature is 75 degrees. There are two active weather alerts. A lightning alert is in effect. Double tap to show detailed information. Two-finger double tap to select the custom action.
So it says there are two alerts, and it also says that there's that lightning alert, which it comes in very handy, and we'll talk about the lightning alerts in just a little bit here. So my finger's at the top left-hand corner of the screen. What I'm going to do is just use one finger and flick through the screen to the right, and we'll go through and look at each item here.
Map. Double tap to expand to full screen.
Okay, there's the map.
Purchase lightning button.
Now it says purchase lightning button. Now I have already purchased the $4.99 subscription to lightning alerts. As a blind user, I think it's great, because sometimes there's lightning out there, but there's no thunder, so you don't know what's out there. And it's just one more way that I feel that I can be independent with my weather info, not having to ask anybody, hey, have you seen any lightning any there? I haven't heard any thunder, but I know there are storms coming. That sort of a thing. So just one more way to help me be independent. It's a yearly subscription for $4.99. Now, what I'm not too clear about is how come it says purchase Lightning if I've already got it purchased. But if you see this and you've purchased the Lightning alerts, don't worry about it. It's there and you should be activated, and you can always check the status of your subscription either by double tapping on that button or going into settings. Okay, so we're going to flick to the right here again.
Add location button.
See, add location.
Share button.
Share.
Settings button.
One quick thing about the sharing is you can share your current information to Facebook and Twitter. I have not tried it, but I've seen statuses from Facebook and Twitter that indicate that this feature does work as advertised.
Play audio button.
Okay, now there is the play audio button. And one of the things is that this this app is like a NOAA National Weather Service weather radio, and that it provides the alerts in audio form. I have not had to use this app in the heat of the moment yet, as far as needing to get a severe thunderstorm or a tornado warning heard as quickly as possible, but I tend to think that it would be pretty much easier to just press that play audio button and hear the alert rather than trying to find the text on the screen with, you know, either doing the exploring with your finger or doing the standard voiceover gestures. I'm going to go ahead and demo this play audio on the screen and just kind of show you what it looks like here.
Current weather conditions for St. Charles, Illinois, mostly cloudy. The temperature is 75 degrees. There are two active weather alerts. A lightning alert is in effect.
Okay, so two active weather alerts and a lightning alert as well. Okay, so we're going to flick to the right one more time. Yep, and we are at the bottom of the screen. So what we're going to do is put our finger at the top left-hand corner again.
St. Charles, Illinois, mostly cloudy. The temperature is 75 degrees. There are two active weather alerts. A lightning alert is in effect. Double tap to show detailed information. Two-finger double tap to select the custom action.
Okay, so what I'm going to do here is do the first of those two actions, which is the double tap to show more information. We'll go ahead and display the specifics of this alert.
St. Charles, Illinois, mostly cloudy. The temperature is 75 degrees. There are two active weather alerts. A lightning alert is in effect. Double tap to show detailed information.
Okay, now, you know, your first thought is, well, wait a minute, it just said that. Now, what this will do is it will not just, it's not an error. It will show you even more detailed information, and we'll go ahead and demonstrate that. Double tap.
Selected. St. Charles, Illinois, mostly cloudy.
It's going to go ahead and stop voiceover speech with a single tap with two fingers. And we're going to go flick to the right, and it will give us all that in all the detailed information now.
Sunrise was at 5:18 a.m. The wind is from the east-southeast at 9 miles per hour. The dew point is 66 degrees. Humidity is 73%. Visibility is 10 miles. The barometric pressure is 29.97 inches. Sunset is at 8:33 p.m. Double tap to hide detailed information.
Okay, so we can go ahead and hide that with a double tap.
Wednesday, thunderstorms. High of 78 degrees. Low of 61 degrees. There is a 60% chance of precipitation.
Yeah, I think we've met that goal already. And it immediately here takes us to the weekly forecast.
Map. Wednesday, thunderstorms. High of 78 degrees. Low of 61 degrees. There is a 60% chance of precipitation. Double tap to show hourly forecast.
If you double tap on this, it will show you the hour-by-hour breakdown.
5 p.m., partly cloudy, 78 degrees. Wind from the northeast at 5 miles per hour.
Okay.
To active alerts, button.
And then if double we, tap, 5 p.m. for some reason, it shows you, it says 5 p.m., and then it says the two active alerts, and then...
To active alerts, button, back, button, Wednesday. Aerial flood advisory plus one other. 6 p.m., partly cloudy, 78 degrees. Wind from the northeast at 5 miles per hour.
And so then it shows you the 5...
partly cloudy, 72...
I don't know why it's kind of jumping around there a little bit with the focus, but it shows you the 5 p.m., which would be the current times at which I'm recording. We're past 4 o'clock here. And then it shows you the back button and then the other things, and then it goes to the 6 p.m. So I'm not quite sure why it does that. Seems that the first element that VoiceOver sees is not always the thing that's at the top left-hand corner of the screen. So we've just got the hourly forecast for all of these times. And let's go ahead and back out of this screen here. I'm going to put my finger at the top left-hand corner of the screen.
Back button.
Going to go ahead and double tap here.
St. Charles, Illinois, mostly cloudy.
And then we've got our condition information, which I just silenced VoiceOver again with the two-finger single tap. Okay, so now what I'm going to try to do here.
Back button. St. Charles, IL.
Flick through the screen here.
Lightning detected. Map. Wednesday, thunderstorm. Thursday, thunderstorms.
And now you see we have. You see we have our weekly forecast. So now we're out of the hourly screen, and now we're just going by the daily.
Friday, thunderstorm. Saturday, thunderstorm. Sunday, thunderstorm. Monday, thunderstorms. Tuesday, thunderstorm. Video, button. Share, button. Play audio, button.
And if we double tap on this play audio button here, we can hear what it says for the audio for the conditions for St. Charles right now.
Current conditions audio for St. Charles, Illinois. Mostly cloudy. The temperature is 75 degrees. There are two active weather alerts. A lightning alert is in effect. The forecast for Wednesday, thunderstorms, high of 78 degrees, low of 61 degrees. There is a 60% chance of precipitation. Thursday, thunderstorms, high of 78 degrees, low of 58 degrees.
Okay, so you get the idea. So now what I'm going to do is go back up to the top left-hand corner of the screen there.
St. Charles, IL. Lightning detected.
Now, unfortunately, it does not appear as though you can double tap and see the alerts.
Wednesday,
you have to.
St. Charles, Illinois. Back button. St. Charles, Illinois. Mostly cloudy. The temperature is 75 degrees. There are two active weather alerts. A lightning alert is in effect. Double tap to show detailed information.
Now, we've already done that. It showed us the detailed information. So to see the actual alerts, what you have to do is go ahead and hit the back button.
St. Charles, Illinois, mostly cloudy. The temperature is 75 degrees.
Okay, and now I've just silenced VoiceOver again with that two-finger single tap. So what we're going to do is it talks about using the two-finger double tap to cycle through the custom actions. Now, this is kind of like what you would see if you go to the actions menu on the rotor. So what you would just do is you just...
Show alerts. Select.
Again, I'm doing the two-finger double tap here.
Show alerts.
Now, if it were a second location, like if I added something, if I added Chicago or Naples, Florida, or somewhere like that, there would be a third option to either edit the location or delete it. What we're going to do is we're going to go back to
select. Show alerts.
The show alerts. I'm going to go ahead and double tap on that.
Lightning detected 12 minutes ago.
Okay, so
it
tells us that lightning was detected 12 minutes ago, and if we double tap, it will give us more detailed info about that.
Aerial flood advisory map. Alerts for St. Back. Lightning detected 13 minutes ago.
And if, again, it does that
detailed information.
Where it says that you would think that the back button's at the top of the screen, you'd think that would be the one where the focus went, but instead it says lightning detected. So what we're going to do is go to this lightning detected here and double tap with one finger here.
Lightning detected 13 minutes ago.
Okay, and we're going to flick to the right. We're in a little info screen now.
Back button. St. Charles. IL. Map. Share. But play audio.
It doesn't really tell us. This is what I thought, but I wanted to make sure. It doesn't really tell us anything else. Unfortunately, how far the lightning is within the ring, the 6-mile ring around your current location, that information is not available. It'd be great to see it become available, but it's definitely just having the knowing that lightning is somewhere within 6 miles and how long ago it was, because what it will do when there's no lightning within your 6-mile ring within for 30 minutes or more, at the end of that 30-minute time period, after the last strike, it will give you the lightning all clear. It just, says WDT has issued a lightning all clear. So that's pretty cool. So what I'm going to go ahead and do here is just back out of the screen here. Well, actually, we can kind of, there's a little audio. You can play the audio button here. We'll just go ahead and do that.
Lightning detected for location. Lightning detected 14 minutes ago.
So it says lightning detected for location. Lightning detected 14 minutes ago. So assuming there's no lightning within the next 16 minutes, we'll be getting an all clear message here, hopefully. So what I'm going to do is put my finger at the top left-hand corner of the screen and go ahead and back out here.
Back button. Lightning detected 15 minutes ago.
Okay.
Double tap to show detailed information.
We're halfway through. And now if I go to...
Back button.
I'm going to flick to the right here.
Alerts for St. Charles, IL. Map. Aerial flood advisory in effect until 8:30 p.m. Central Daylight Time. Double tap to show detailed information.
If I double tap on this, this will actually bring up a screen.
Aerial flood advisory in effect until 8:30 p.m. Central Daylight Time. Urban and small stream flood advisory remains in effect for Cook, DuPic, DeKalb, Will, Eastern Ogle, Extreme Northeastern Iroquois, Kendall, Kankakee, and Kane Counties until 8:30 p.m. Central Daylight Time at 3:38 p.m.
And it will just automatically start reading you the alert. Or, of course, there is that audio button at the...
Share. Play audio. Button.
Bottom of the screen, right above the home button.
Urban and small stream flood advisory remains in effect for Cook, DuPic, DeKalb, Will, Eastern Ogle, Extreme Northeastern Iroquois, Kendall, Kankakee, and Kane Counties until 8:30 p.m. Central Daylight Time at 3:38 p.m. Central Daylight Time. Thunderstorms with very heavy rainfall continued across portions of the advisory area. The strongest storm for play audio.
Okay, so there you have. So it will play that alert. So if you're in the, you know, if you get see a tornado warning come through, just open up the app and you can get right to your alert. You can either find it with your finger, you know, have VoiceOver read it, or you have the option of playing it. And that audio play button on all these screens appears to be right above the home button. So I've got that alert, and there's another alert here.
Back.
Let's see.
Button. Aerial flood advisory. Back. Button. Lightning detected. 16 minutes ago.
Okay.
Back. Button.
We're back on that main alerts screen here where I can choose the different alerts that I want.
Alerts for snap. Aerial flood advisory in effect until June 26th at 8 p.m. Central Daylight Time.
And that's a long-standing, well, not long-standing, but no pun intended, standing water. That's a flood advisory that we've had for a few days now because of some heavy rain, and the it's the same idea, same type of screen.
Share button. Play audio. Button.
And again, if you play audio here.
Play audio. Urban and small stream flood advisory remains in effect for Cook, DuPic, DeKalb, Will, Eastern Ogle, Extreme Northeastern Iroquois, Kendall, Kankakee, and Kane Counties until 8:30 p.m. Central Daylight Time. At 3:38 p.m.
Now, in the interest of keeping this podcast relatively short and getting through everything, it sounds like this would play all of the alerts at once, which would be kind of cool too. But I'm not going to let it play to figure that out. but that appears to be what it will do because it started off with the first alert. Okay, so what I'm going to do here now is go ahead and back out.
Back button. St. Charles, Illinois, mostly cloudy. The temperature is...
Okay, I'm going to silence VoiceOver here, and we're going to go now to...
Map. Purchase lightning. Button. Add location. Purchase light. Add location.
The add
button.
Location. Let's go ahead and do that.
Search field. Is editing. Search for location.
I'm going to go ahead and type in a zip code for Naples, Florida.
More numbers.
I believe it's 34108.
/ 2344.
You don't have to do zip codes, by the way. You can also type in searches. You know, you could type in Indianapolis, comma, IN for Indiana, and it would work.
Python.
I have done that earlier.
0, 7, 8. Search.
Okay, Naples, hit the search button. It says Naples, FL, Naples, Florida. If we double tap on that.
Back button. Save button. Naples, FL. Text. Drag the pin to adjust your location.
Now, I don't
tap
know
on the city
what...
name to change the name.
Now, yeah, and it just says tap on the city name.
Naples, FL, save button.
Okay.
Adding location, success. St. Charles, Illinois, mostly cloudy.
Let's see what's going on in Naples, Florida.
Map. Naples, Florida, thunderstorms. The temperature is 90 degrees. Feels like 101 degrees.
Wow.
Double tap to show detailed information. Two-finger double tap to select the custom action.
Okay, they do not appear to have a lightning alert. Now, how to delete a location. I know some folks have been wondering about how to do that. What you do is you just double tap with two fingers again to cycle through these custom location or custom actions.
Edit. Delete.
Double tap on the Naples here.
Deleting location. Location deleted.
And it is
St. Charles,
deleted.
Illinois, mostly cloudy.
Okay, so now what we're going to do is go take a look through the settings screen.
Map. Purchase lightning. Add location. Share. Button. Settings. Button.
You're going, well, why are you ignoring that purchase lightning thing? Because it'll take you to the same place.
Play audio. Settings. Button.
What we're going to do is double tap on settings.
Location tracking. Lightning alerts. Location tracking.
Now, if you do the location, we'll go here and go look into the location tracking.
Location tracking. Switch button. On. Turn on background location tracking to receive severe weather alerts for your current location. Location tracking works in the background, so you encounter increased battery usage when it's enabled. Back button.
And what this does, I believe, I'm not sure if it's different, the location tracking is if you're on a road trip, for example, and you want to make sure that you get alerted to severe weather, no matter where you are, it will alert you to... if you get to a location where there is an active warning or advisory. So that's how that would work.
Back. 3 of 5.
Go ahead back. And back out here with the back button at the top left-hand corner of the screen. We're going to go ahead and double tap on that.
Location tracking.
Okay, we're going to flick to the right here.
Lightning alerts.
Now we double tap
to configure lightning alerts for your locations.
Again, this is a really good example of all these great, great voiceover user hints here by the developers. Okay.
Lightning alerts.
We're going to go ahead and flick through this screen here.
Switch button. On. Your subscription expires on 6/24/2015, 4:05 p.m. Central Daylight Time. Restore. Button. Back. Button. Lightning alerts.
Okay, so it says the restore. If you when you configure lightning alerts, what you do is once you make the in-app purchase, they ask you to provide an email address. And you want to do this because what it will allow you to do is to restore it, the purchase. And what will happen is when you go to restore it, we'll ask you for the email address you provided, and then it will send you a link. And then you open it from the mail app on your phone and click the link inside the email, and it will go into your app and automatically reactivate it. So that's how that works. So if it asks you for an email address, be sure that you want to do that because then you can restore your in-app subscription. Okay, so that's really all there is here. So we're going to go ahead and back out again at the top left-hand corner of the screen.
Back button. Location tracking. Double tap to change setting.
We're back at the top here, so location tracking.
Lightning alert. NWS alerts. Support.
Let's see.
Back button. Support.
Now, the support, it just gives their different means of contacting them. And so if you just go into that screen, it will just tell you all the different ways that you can contact support. We're going to go ahead and look at the item just before it, which is the National Weather Service alerts. And here's where you can configure what alerts you want to be notified about.
NWS alerts.
Okay.
Double tap to configure National Weather Service alerts.
I just flicked to the left, so in case you're following along or something and you're wondering, I went past the NWS alerts there to the support real quick, but I'm back here now. Okay, so we're going to go ahead and double tap with one finger here.
Syncing settings. Thunderstorms and tornadoes. 4 of 5 alert types enabled.
Okay.
Double tap to configure alerts.
Double tap on this. It says thunderstorms and tornadoes. 4 out of 5 available alerts are enabled.
Enable all. Button.
Now there is a button that if you want to be enabled about everything, you can do that. Or you can individually select which alert you want to be enabled about. Now, there is one little quirk here. As of version 3.0, June 2013, it does not say what whether the alert is turned on or off. There are a couple ways you can get around this. If you just want everything enabled, just hit that enable all button and you will get that. Everything will be enabled for you. Or you can listen to the voiceover hints and it will say either double tap to enable or disable push notifications. So we'll go ahead and flick to the right and just kind of demonstrate that here.
Back button. Thunderstorms and tornadoes. Tornado warning. Tornado watch. Severe thunderstorm warning. Severe thunderstorm watch. Severe weather statement. Double tap to enable push notifications.
Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and double tap on that severe weather statement because I do want those updates.
Severe weather statement.
And now to make sure it's enabled, I will flick to the left and then back to the right here.
Severe weather statement. Double tap to disable push notifications.
Double tap to disable push notifications. So that is how you know right now that you're at the right place. Hopefully the developers will fix that. But in the meantime, that is how you can get around it. And again, you know, it very well could be that by the time you listen to this, that this could be fixed as well. Keep in mind that this is the first version after the big accessibility upgrade. So,
back button.
Okay.
Thunderstorms and tornadoes. 5 of 5 alert types enabled. Flood. 8 of 11 alert types enabled.
Okay.
Winter. 7 of 7 alert types enabled. Snow. 8 of 9 alert types enabled.
Just flicking through this
double
list here.
Double tap to configure alerts.
With one finger.
Ice. 4 of 10 alert types enabled. Freezing. 5 of 6 alert types enabled. Fog. 1 of 2 alert types enabled. Fire. 0 of 3 alert types enabled. Wind. 3 of 16 alert types enabled. Hurricane and tropical. 11 of 11 alert types enabled. Coastal. 9 of 12 alert types enabled. Marine. 0 of 12 alert types enabled. Other. 0 of 9 alert types enabled.
Okay, so I was talking about some of the more interesting alerts that you can get notified for. Let's take a look at this other category here.
Enable all. Button. Back. Button.
Just for the heck of it.
Other. Excessive heat warning. Excessive heat watch. Heat advisory. Air stagnation advisory. Dense smoke advisory. Ashfall warning.
Never heard of that one. Well, I mean, I've
push notifications.
Never looked up the definition of that one before.
Ashfall advisory. Storm warning.
Storm warning.
Double tap to enable push notifications.
Not seen that one. I've never seen that one used.
Storm watch.
Okay, so anyway, that was just kind of just for fun. You can get notified just about everything, which is kind of cool. So.
Back button. Back button. Back.
Just gonna go ahead and back out here.
St. Charles, Illinois. Mostly cloudy. The temperature is 75 degrees. There are two active weather alerts. A lightning alert is in effect. Double tap to show alerts. Double tap to select the custom action.
And that, folks, is Weather Radio by WDT version 3.0. My name is Michael Hansen. I hope you have found this demonstration to be helpful. If you have any questions for me, please feel free to send me an email. My email address is Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, 3129 at outlook.com. That's outlook.com. Or you can contact me on Twitter. My username is the @ M as in Michael, H as in Hansen, 3129. Have a wonderful day and enjoy the app. Bye-bye.
Screen locked.
This podcast was brought to you by the team at Apple This. For more information and resources to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit the Apple This website at www.applethis.com, where you can also contact the Apple This team.